He's outside right now, working in his garden. He just took his shirt off and used it to wipe the sweat away from his eyes. I come home from buying some new outfits. I pick up my bags from the back seat. I look up. And there he is. In his garden. Being hot and cute and adorable. And that shirt. Right in front of me. Innocently. Realizing he has no idea what he does to me, what he does to anybody. He's happy to see me, but not in the way I want him to be. He's totally clueless. And he's not just hot, he's amazing. Those flowers, he planted in my landscaping, are so freaking beautiful. How does he do it? Everything he touches is pure gold. The only thing he can't do is find a girl. He asked me for help. He doesn't know how to talk to any woman. He doesn't know how to act around women. He doesn't know anything about women. I bet you got so many people hitting on you constantly, but you just don't realize it yet. It's like he's been so focused on getting everything else in his life that he never considered working on that part. He's so sweet and caring. Everybody in the neighborhood loves him. He doesn't realize that he's got at least 3 girls that I know of actively chasing him. He just needs to be made aware of what they truly mean. They're being too subtle for him. I don't think he's ever flirted in his life. He's just generally being nice to people. When they're nice back, he doesn't think anything else about it. He thinks I'm one of the nicest people he's ever met. He doesn't know. He doesn't know that I want him to be more than a friend and a neighbor. Oh God, this is torture. I've been friend-zoned, and he doesn't even know what that is. There's nothing else to it. I just got to be more direct. I've got to... Huh? Oh. Hi there, neighbor. I see you're... a little sweaty. Been working hard? Yeah, that makes sense. Don't you want to change? It's so dirty. Come on. Oh, let me just peek a little. That shirt has obviously been through a lot and has been damaged. Yeah. It would probably be best to toss me right into bed. It. Tossing it right into the trash. Not the bed. That would be silly. No, I meant you've been working so hard. You should throw away that old shirt and then get some rest. You know how it is when you have 2 different thoughts going through your head. And you say something that doesn't make any sense. Yes, you do know what I'm talking about. You stumble over your words too. And that's why you asked for my help talking to girls. Oh, that's what you were hoping to do right now? Well, now's not the best time. No, that's not it. Well, I suppose it's kind of it. I don't have a guy coming over, per se. I do have a guy that I want to come over. But he really doesn't know it yet. Yeah, there's a guy I've been really wanting to notice me. Like, a lot. But he just won't get it. I was hoping I could ask him over later today and just tell him what I thought about him directly. Oh, yeah. It is definitely more difficult when he doesn't realize how much I like him. Really, really difficult. But no, when he said now's not the best time, I meant that you're all dirty and I just bought a bunch of clothes and jewelry I need to put away. Why don't you go back to your place and shower up quick and then come back? I'll put all of this away and get ready for you. Oh. Just a few things I thought might look nice to the guy I'm trying to impress. Sure, you can see them. These are the dresses I bought. And here's the jewelry. I was really thinking this black lacy one might work. What do you think? Really? That one? I kind of just bought it on my way out because it was on sale. You really think that one is the best out of all of these? With that necklace? You think the highlights on the dress perfectly match the shimmering color of the necklace and they both match my sparkling, beautiful eyes. You think no one could resist me if I was wearing these? Oh, why? Okay, I'll think about it. But now, go on, scoot. Go get showered up and come right back. Hurry! Hi there, neighbor. Are you ready to... Wow. Neighbor. That outfit is... Wow. Wait. Did you make dinner while I was showering? It smells amazing. Oh. You thought of my help with the guy I'm trying to impress when he gets here? Yeah. If only. What? No. I'm not saying you did a bad job with the food. I'm saying that the guy I like is a little dense. He hasn't figured out that I like him yet. But I've been throwing out a bunch of clothes. Well, there are a lot of things a girl might do to let you know that they're interested. Simply wanting to go around you all the time is one. They find ways to keep you around when there don't seem to be any legitimate reasons. Or they might, I don't know, ask you if you'd like to go get coffee with them. True. Those are things that friends might do as well. Or even anybody just being nice. But if a girl is interested in you, they'll try to throw the signals in there as well. Like, wearing the specific type of cologne that you said smells the best? Yes, just like what I'm wearing now that you said smells so wonderful. If that person cares, they'll pay attention to details like that. No, it's okay. You don't have to write it all down. I know it's a good advice, but listen, honey. You've got to pay more attention to the cues that she's giving you. Be active in the moment. Don't hide your face in a book. That's part of your problem. You're very good at a lot of things. And I mean very good. But like I said, that's part of the problem. You're approaching this like it's a school assignment. A girl is not an inanimate object or a process to learn. They're living, breathing, passionately loving individuals. They have needs. They have desires. And if they're interested in you, they're going to want to express that. Well, maybe they'll grin quietly, like I'm doing now. As if they've got something that makes them smile, going through their head, going through their mind. It might be innocent. It might be a little naughty, but that smile makes you want to know more. They're gonna try to get you to ask. And as they're speaking, they may find ways to reach out and touch you softly, like I'm doing now. Maybe by brushing their hand against your arm. Maybe by moving a rogue hair back away from your eyes. Maybe by grazing your arm with their chest. All to let you know that further contact might be something they desire. Or they may lean over and whisper in your ear like they're telling you a secret. But what they're really trying to do is to get you to want them to speak to you more intimately like that. Oh, you think I'm really good at this? I've got your heart racing. Well then, sweetie, what you need to do right now is to show that you're interested. You know, by paying attention to them. For one thing, don't break eye contact. I know, you're shy when it comes to those type of things, and it's difficult. So let's work on it now. Look at me, sweetie. There you go. Right into my eyes. That's it. No, smile like you always do. You've got such a beautiful smile. Yeah, like that. It's genuine. It's not phony. People can pick up on a phony. You want to let them know you're really into them. That they really make you smile. If this were a bar or a party, you could offer to get them a drink. Maybe start up a conversation that way. And baby, don't button up your shirt all the way like that. It's too rigid. Here, let me undo the top one. And maybe the one under that too. There we go. Now you look a little more relaxed. Now, look at me, honey. Look at me carefully and closely. Then compliment me. Tell me how I look, or something else that you know about me. What's important is that you let me know how attractive I am to you. Tell me how wonderful you think I am. Go on, honey. Tell me. Oh my... Honey... That was so beautiful. You really... And if they respond the way you want, it just might be the time. If they move closer like this and leans in slowly while never breaking eye contact until right before you touch, it just might be the right time to. How's that? What? Honey, what are you doing? Where are you going? No. This is not good stuff. I mean, yes, it is, but it's not time to go and try it now. No, you don't have to go find a party or a bar and try this out, honey. No, you don't have to get out of here before my visitor shows up. You're not... Ugh, that's it. Yes, honey. Yes, I'm kissing you. That's right. Now your neck. No, I'm not letting you go. You're staying right here up against this wall. No, you won't be up against the wall all night. But you're not going anywhere. You're not leaving my place. Oh, shut up and kiss me back. No, baby. There is no other person. You're the guy. You've always been the guy. I've been trying to tell you. I've been trying to get you to realize it. But you're so dense. You just need me to. About you. I always have been. It drove me nuts that you couldn't see. But I haven't been able to stop thinking about you. I can't stop thinking about you. I won't stop thinking about you. I've been wanting to do this for so long. You're not leaving. I want you here. I want to show you the crazy things I'm gonna do to you. You're not going anywhere. You're not leaving tonight. Possibly not forever. Nope. I might never let you out of this house again. You're mine now. You're so hopeless around women. I don't know if I can risk you being near any others. Because you're so smart, baby. And you're so wonderful. But you don't know the first thing about finding a partner. So I'm just gonna do everything myself. You wanted to find someone beautiful that would love you back. Well, baby, you found one. Come with me upstairs. Nope. No more questions. No more studies. No more anything. I'm not spending any more effort in trying to show you how to attract any other women. I'm only gonna show you why you should never, ever consider walking away from the one you're holding right now. Now, don't worry about dinner. Let it burn. Trust me, it's not the only thing that's going to get too hot tonight. To happen. But now, I'm not gonna waste any more time. Call me obsessed. Call me crazy.